All right, good morning, Madtown. It is your girl, Brandi Grayson, here on 92.7 FM. WMDX, you're tuned into the Black Conversion Show, and you know I always get it from my mama, okay? Hey, are you down or not? Okay, because we can go up or we can go down tonight, whatever you want. You know, I'm always flexible, literally, okay? Anyway, thank you for joining me this morning. I have so much tea. And when I say tea, I got local tea, I got national tea, and I just got all kind of tea. And why do we call, like, gospel? gossip tea or news tea. I don't know. That had to be a Black person that came up with that, because that's just how we are. So we must imagine ourselves sitting with our legs crossed, talking crap and drinking something hot. And then we was like, let me get the tea. And that just makes sense, because Jesus Christ, I love Black people. We just are so all of that. Okay. Anyway, we'll get into how amazing Black people are in a second. After I check in with my favorite white boy, Luke, producer. He's back on the scene. Last week, he came in late.
Part-time.
Yeah, he's part-time. I don't know what is up with him. You know, he is really, you know, using his privilege card, and I don't appreciate it.
Oh, that's how we're going to throw it around then.
Yeah.
It's a privilege to be here with you this morning.
Look at you turning the energy around. I appreciate that, Luke.
Of course.
So how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I am shocked that we are in November.
I know. It's weird.
It is weird. Yesterday was Halloween. Today is November.
Yes.
It is. The year is flying by.
Yes, it is.
And somehow also not going quick enough.
No, it's not.
And it's a weird dynamic. We get an extra hour of sleep this weekend, which is going to be weird. It's just going to be all around weird.
Yeah. It's a weird time. It's like things are going too slow and too fast at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Some things are moving too fast, like the hurricane that hit Jamaica. Like, that was ridiculous. Some are saying that it was man-made. I did read a patent on by the United States on how to create hurricanes, which is weird. But also, everything is weird. Like, are we literally in a movie? I feel like we are in some kind of Hollywood script, and some of us are following the script, and some of us is like, F your script. But that is exactly how it feels like. Things are moving. Trump is moving too slow. I wish he would just turn around and I don't know what I wish. You know, whatever I say, y'all gonna think I'm evil. But I do wish his plane would crash, him and J.D. Vance and everybody else in his cabinet. I don't know how that works. I don't know who would become president. That would be a Hollywood show. Didn't we have a Hollywood movie like that? What was the name of that movie where everybody died and the secretary became president?
A Designated Survivor was a TV show.
Oh, was it a TV show?
It was a TV show. I think there was a movie too, but I don't know what the... I know that the TV show was called Designated Survivor. There's like... There is also a movie I can't think of. They've done so many different iterations of it.
Yeah.
But fun fact, the Speaker of the House, so Mike Johnson, would become president.
He's not a good one either.
Is it wild? I'm just telling
Christ.
You what the order of secession would
we
be
just screwed all the
for
way.
the situation that you just described.
Okay, well, maybe, I don't know.
And
I
then just... it's the president pro tempore, so it's the oldest person in the U.S. Senate.
Who would that be?
I think it's Chuck Collins.
These
I want to say
men.
It's Chuck Collins, senator from Iowa, but I know it's that role. I don't know who's specifically in that role right now, but I can find out.
Oh, my God. All of this is too much for my brain to consider. So the Hollywood movie I was thinking of isn't going to work for us either. So I'm not sure what the solution is. But at this point, we're bombing boats in the ocean. We don't know what's from truth, from false. We got Mexico saving people in the ocean. We got Russia moving into Venezuela with their CIA folks and warrior and killers and snipers aiming for the United States. Some saying that Russia and United States is, you know, conspiring together. Others saying, no, United States is screwed up and they're all about to conspire against us. I don't know what to believe, Luke. What is happening?
It's hard to believe, but you can believe it by tuning in to the Black Convergence Show right here on 92.7 WMDX. And I was right. It is Chuck Grassley is the president
Chuck
pro tempore.
And how old is he, like 93?
He's up there. It doesn't say...
We're
it's
so
longest
broke.
Serving. It doesn't necessarily mean
the oldest
but okay. I think he happens to take both of those cakes.
Check boxes.
I was going to say, I think he's the longest serving.
Old white man.
and is quite old.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm trying to rewrite the script here. They say that we get to manifest our reality, so we need to just start like an online or meetup group where we're just manifesting a new script, a new Hollywood type of movie for the United States of America. I don't know what that's going to look like, but it is something something is happening. It's in the water. I don't know. But I'm going to check in with myself here on 92.7 FM. You're tuned in to the Black Conversion Show with your hostess with the mostest, Brandi Grayson, the woman in Dane County you love to hate but cannot help but to love. Because I am just that dope, okay? I'm just dope. And last week, y'all, let me check in real quick. Last Saturday, I did a stand-up. First of all, yeah. I'm not... Oh, Lord, Luke. I kind of blew it. I was nervous. And...
I was going to ask how it went, and you're nervous. You blew it?
I blew it. Oh. I was nervous. So I had a couple shots before I did it.
Oh, that's a recipe for disaster right there.
I definitely should have not had those couple shots.
It wasn't liquid courage. It was liquid disaster.
I don't know what took over my words or my mouth or my brain, but I just started talking. I feel like I've been working really hard to suppress my anger, and I've been working really hard not to let things, like to allow things to roll off my shoulders. You know, that's been one of my things this year. Don't allow people, what they say or do, impact you. And I think sometimes, even when you're doing the work, right, the everything I talk about, reflection, meditation, you know, releasing it into the universe, all that stuff we talked about, I think I took those shots and something snapped in me. And I was like, you know what? F your mama and your daddy, okay? Like,
and that might have been cathartic, but I don't know if that necessarily is the best recipe for some humor.
That's what I'm saying. Look, I kind of blew it. I kind of peed a couple people off. Now my staff, who always rolls with me, you know what I mean? They're like, "You did great." I'm like, "No, I didn't." Yes, you did.
They weren't even honest with you. No. Oh no.
And they're like, "It wasn't that bad." And I mean, a couple of my staff is always honest. They always.
And they were like, "It was that bad."
Yeah. No, they were like, "You were fine." They were like, "You shocked us because we wasn't ready." But I. So anyway, but the positive thing about the whole experience with me doing this stand-up, they only gave me like 4 or 5 minutes. I took 10 because why would you give Brandi Grayson 4 or 5 minutes? That don't even make sense, Luke. Once I start talking, I can't.
That's like a cardinal sin in stand-up comedy.
Come on.
When your light turns on, you got to get off stage.
Luke, they had to turn the DJ music on me.
Oh, they award seasoned you? You got the music came on and you got ushered off the stage?
I did.
That's a tough one, then.
It's a tough one. It was a hard night for me, but I end up leaving and having a great time that night. Good. Like, I was in my own zone. I zoned out, and I just had a really great time. I was looking fine. I had my makeup done. My makeup girl, she did my hair, my face. She always does me amazing. She always does an amazing job, but she's like, "I don't think you liked it." I'm like, "Girl, you always slay my face." I don't even like to go to nobody but her. I don't care if it's Halloween, birthday, Christmas. She just always makes me look glamorous. So shout out to you. I won't say her name because she told me not to tell people she did it because she don't want nobody asking her to do their face.
There you go. You gotta keep some of those things, you know,
a
to
secret,
yourself. Yeah,
right.
Those are secrets.
It's mine. Okay. So anyway, thank you again for tuning in to the Black Conversion Show here on 92.7 FM with your girl, Brandi Grayson. And I am actually doing okay. I think that was kind of therapeutic for me because I really do be trying to hold things in. But I also been doing, practicing something. I have went to my Facebook settings and reset. So like, if you're not my friend, you can't really see my past posts, and I've started to like type things I want to say and then delete it because, you know, I be wanting to express myself, and I also don't want to feel confined, like I can't, like I'm being silenced. So I'm in this type of balance of saying what I need to say so that I don't feel restricted and like performative, but also just being aware, like everything doesn't need to be talked about. And it is so hard for me, Luke, but I've been practicing. So y'all send your girl some positive juju. So that's been going okay. I've been hitting the punching bag a little bit more this week too.
Those are all helpful things. I think I cannot tell you how many times I will start to draft an email or a message or something.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you know what? That was all I needed.
I just needed to say it right there and let it go.
And that's just for me. And I'm going to delete that and it's going to go away.
I'm learning. It is so hard.
That is one of the most difficult things because it is very easy to hit send.
Oh my God.
It is so easy to hit post, send, whatever you want.
And then be like.
And then you're like, oh, wait.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Because
yeah.
I think, too, one of the things that really teed me off is this in local news, the allegations of a 13-year-old from Whitehorse Middle School, autistic student, with allegations of sexual assault for teachers. And that when I first read it, when someone, y'all have to know I'm an emotional person, right? Like, the work that I do is really from my heart and my core and from my love of my people. And my people, I consider, are vulnerable people, like vulnerable populations. To me, it doesn't matter your race. Of course, I always center blackness because we always seem to be at the end of the whatever it is. We're always disproportionately impacted, right? Mm-hmm. And the most vulnerable in a lot of situations and intersections. However, I have a heart for people who are vulnerable, and it's because I was a vulnerable youth. I was a vulnerable kid. I grew up in the system. I didn't have a mom. I had a mom, but I didn't have a mom, if you know what I mean. When you grow up in the system, you're kind of in and out of the system back home. They're trying to reunite you. You're back in the system. I grew up in situations where I was living on the street, homeless, sleeping on concrete, panhandling. Everything that I stand for in the urban triage, the organization I founded in Leeds stands for, is predicated on my own experience. So when that article or that Facebook post got sent to me, I had an emotional response. I cried. And it's also the same thing that happened when the 10-year-old girl back in 2019, who was abused by MMSC employee, and her braids was pulled out of her scalp, and her mom sent me the pictures. I cried. And that situation in 2019, around 2019, is what launched Supporting Healthy Black Families for me, and the work group of educating Black parents and other vulnerable populations on how to advocate for themselves, how to navigate these systems, and especially IEPs and resources and how to stand. So I was everywhere at that point. So when this situation took place last week, all these other emotions came up for me, and I did share the post, and I did make a comment that we need to protect our children. This is not okay. We need to demand transparency and justice. And I don't apologize for sharing that. I just want to be clear to everyone. I will never apologize for standing up for the most vulnerable. I will never apologize for supporting people or advocating for people or giving people resources. And I share this because there was some backlash, and people responded to me sharing it as if I should have waited for an investigation to be completed to align with the person who posted the allegations. So I want to be clear that what's been shared by Madison Police Department and Madison Metropolitan School District is very limited. And what they said is that there has been some inadequate information, or some information that was wrong that was originally posted and that were harmful. And now the harmfulness they didn't explain. But let me help you to understand that the address that the person posted about, that the young man, so the young man is autistic, so he wears an alert. He wears like a GPS tracking system, and the person posted an address that had nothing to do with the situation. So that's what MSD was referring to, and MPD or whatever was referring to, because people start protesting outside of this house, but it was not related, and it could be deemed harmful to the other people. So I want to make it clear to y'all that there has been no confirmation of what has occurred, right? No one has said this thing didn't happen. However, because MMSD and Madison Police Department sent that statement out, people are now retracting, saying, oh, they're lying, the family's lying, the boy's lying. And I want to be clear that we should not be jumping to conclusions like that about who's lying or not lying. When we are doing direct service and advocacy work, it is our job as leaders and folks and advocates to stand next to people, right? No matter what, no matter what the outcome is, we stand, and then we give them resources to navigate whatever the impact is. That's our job. That's our role. And I will never apologize for that. And I bring that up because people start slandering me. But you know, Luke, people slander me for coughing. I can't even fart without being slandered. So I'm just going to hold that and use this platform to make it very clear on who I am in my leadership and why I do what I do. And I don't care what you think about it, okay? Thank you very much. All right, you're tuned into the Black Conversion Show here on 92.7 FM. We got some more tea for you, more information, all kind of stuff coming up after this break. You want to stay tuned. More on the Dane County budget and all kind of stuff. Stay tuned. I think we deserve
it right. You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right. You are tuned in to Brandi Grayson here on 92.7 FM, The Black Black Conversion Show. Hey, somebody got to do it. I guess it's me, the truth teller. You know, truth tellers are not liked in history. It's just what it is. If you like to tell the truth unapologetically, you like to teach people, it is a burden to carry most days. But I thank God for the passion and the purpose that he has, she has, they have instilled in me. So anyway, prior to break, we were talking about the allegations that have transpired on Facebook regarding a white horse student, 13 years old, autistic student. And I shared what I shared and I said what I said. If you missed it, go ahead and re-listen to the podcast. You know what I'm saying? Here on Civic Media. Find it, listen to it. Okay. But we're going to go ahead and move on. What I want to move on to is the importance of standing up for those who are most vulnerable. Standing up for those who are most vulnerable is not just in our words, but in our actions. How we advocate, what we do in our lives. And I've been reading Michelle Obama's new book, goodness, The Light or something, I don't know what the name of the book is, but I've been reading it every morning. And what she talks about is the importance of doing small acts every day alongside of this, all this big stuff that's happening in our world, and how sometimes we feel like we can't do anything about it, or we don't have any power to do anything about it. So I'm going to encourage you to do small acts of kindness for people around you, vulnerable populations. Stand up in those spaces where no one else is at. When you're sitting at a table and someone's calling someone an illegal alien, stand up for them. That's racist, okay? They're undocumented individuals. If someone's hungry, you stop and buy them something to eat. That's a small act. If you see someone sad, angry, getting impatient with their children, you give them words of encouragement. You bend down to the kid and you calm them. Be human. That's what I'm going to encourage us all to do right now in a world that's make-believe and following some kind of Hollywood script that we are unaware of, but we see it playing out in real time. I want to go ahead and play a soundbite, but by my favorite mayor. I sure wish he was the mayor of Madison. Boy, we would be so dope. Okay, anyway, the mayor of Chicago, Mr. Johnson. Go ahead with the soundbite for me, Luke.
We don't have illegal aliens. I don't know if that's from some sort of sci-fi message that you wish you had. Well, listen, the legal term for my people were slaves. You want me to use that term too? So look, let's just get the language right. We're talking about undocumented individuals that are human beings. The last thing that I'm gonna do is accept the type of racist, nasty language to describe human beings. And so as far as our spending on Chicagoans, I've put forth a $16.7 billion balanced budget that ensures that we're investing in education, transportation, housing, youth employment, environmental justice, as well as ensuring that we have safe communities. And we are going to challenge the ultra wealthy to pay their fair share. He's more than happy to look at that budget.
Okay, now that's my boy. Is my people that's standing up sounding as strong as he is. He said, look, I'm not calling these folks no elite. And I just want y'all to be clear, this was a press conference and he was checking a reporter. He just made me so happy to hear him check him. Like, boy, don't play with me. Am I supposed to call my people slaves because they used to be enslaved? These are individuals. These are humans. And that's how we need to be showing up for people every single day, y'all. If you are at your kitchen table and you talking to grandma, and you know, grandma, you know, she's part of the conservative, the mega. She don't get it. She don't understand. In those moments, just educate her gently, not in an angry way, but just in a grandma that don't let me challenge you. Let me ask you some questions about what you're thinking and why you're thinking this way. That's a small act, y'all. Every ripple that we create in this matrix, this program that we live in, can lead to a tsunami. Everything that we encounter, everything that we experience, is from an individual level, right? So I also want to play another clip for someone who stood up and snapped. Okay, go ahead, Luke, with my boy Congressman Joe Nukus. I just messed up his name.
If we come to November 1st and these contingency funds haven't been released, if nothing has been accomplished in restoring SNAP benefits, will you call in your Democratic colleagues to reopen the government and deal with these shutdown crises immediately, deal with healthcare conversations once the government is reopened?
So let me ask you a question. The basis for your question is, and maybe the better way to state it would be, if the Trump administration continues to violate the law, if the Trump administration unlawfully refuses to release funds so that families in Colorado don't go hungry. If the Trump administration refuses to follow the law, as they have for the better course of the last 9 months, violating statute after statute, if in that scenario these actions unfold, then how will Democrats respond? That, my view, would be a more fair characterization of the question that you've posed, because it does feel a little bit like we're in the twilight zone here with an administration that is lawless, violates the law with impunity, is now doing so with respect to the release of funds for families that may go hungry. We're here in Washington. You're here in Washington. House Republicans are gone. 6 weeks and counting. Gone. Literally gone. Won't show up in Washington. Won't do town halls back in their respective districts. And somehow the question is posed to House Democrats as to how we will respond. The Trump administration needs to follow the law. And insofar, you've heard all my colleagues repeatedly suggest we would like to negotiate an agreement in good faith with our Republican colleagues. That is why we're here in our nation's capital. Question should be posed to Republicans. When will they get serious about working with us in good faith so that we can reach an agreement? And you know, the passion you hear is frustration with the fact that Republicans could just simply abandon their post for 6 weeks, that the Trump administration can just violate the law without consequence. It should offend everyone.
It should offend everyone, but it's not. Okay, it's not offending everyone. And that's why I know that we're in a twilight zone. What is occurring in our nation? What's occurring locally around the globe right now is baffling. There's no word to describe it. And let's talk more about it when we return, okay? And there's so much tea I want to give you regarding our local government and our budget that just went and got passed to the Dane County Supervisors for approval. Let's talk about that when we return here on the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM with your girl, Brandi Grayson. Stay tuned. Okay, slow it down. A little bit and around here on the Black Conversion Show. Hey, you tuned in to 92.7 FM WMDX with your girl, Brandi Grayson, the hostess with the mostest, founder, CEO of Urban Triage, a local nonprofit organization serving its people through the direct services, homeless work, transformative education, farming, agriculture, all kind of stuff that we do. Please feel free to visit us at urbantriage.org. We are super excited to launch our new website, hopefully by next month. It keeps getting pushed back. I think it was a little bit more complicated than our website developer thought it would be. But anyway, prior to break, we were talking about, you know, your favorite person, Trump administrators, just persons or them, they really are one person, because it's almost like a cult. Whatever this orange man says, they kind of do. They must have some type of a, I don't know what they have, some type of agreement. I mean, but they did agree to Project 2025, which really is what's playing out right now in this la-la land and twilight zone that we're existing in at this time. But I played that clip prior to break because it's very important for us to see how even the media and other people are framing the shutdown as a responsibility of the Democrats. It's as if, hey, Democrats, you're not allowing them to bully you. And because you're not allowing the lawless people, the folks who have done everything against the people of the United States and all the people of the United States, not just Black, Brown, but all the people of the United States. And we've been allowing them to do it. It's baffling. But anyway, we're just going to move on from that conversation. But I want you guys to really pay attention to how the media is asking the questions, framing the questions, and what stories they cover. Because everywhere it's about Democrats, Democrats, Democrats. They're going to let the head starts close. And by the way, our head starts are closing. There's a couple of head starts in southern, western Wisconsin, two of them that are closing because of the shutdown and lack of funding. And I'm sure there's going to be more to come. And we are facing millions of people not being able to get food stamps in the month of November. But I also want to say thank you for all the businesses and all the people that are coming together that's saying we're going to feed people for free. One of those local businesses is Just Veggies, located on State Street, downtown Madison, offering children free meals. I don't know the details. It might be specific days, but look it up. And they are a vegan restaurant. But there's tons of restaurants and services and pantries and people that are doing just that. And in anticipation of not having SNAP's benefits or food stamps benefits, folks are showing up at our local food banks, specifically Riverside. Is it Riverside? It's not Riverside. It's River Pantry Food Bank. River something Food Bank.
Let me find out. I know what you're talking about.
It's on the north side of Madison. But they're looking at like record-hitting numbers every single day and that they literally can't keep up with it. We're looking at record numbers at our organizations with people stopping by needing assistance and advocacy. It is a mess. Our shelters are overflowing at this time, day shelters, night shelters, and it is not even cold yet, y'all. And we're hitting numbers that are through the roof. Like literally through the roof. And I want to say shout out to all of our local organizations that are doing the work, homeless work, housing work, and advocating. People have been showing up at the committee meetings for Dane County budgets, personal finance committees, human needs committee. And now the recommendations and amendments are being sent to the full board. I believe they vote on it even Monday or Tuesday, but there's been 3 or 4 amendments or recommendations sent to the full board of Dane County. But folks have been showing up. I mean, hundreds of folks, public speaking, writing notes, letters. Thank you guys for doing the hard work because it's not easy to show up in these spaces. I do understand from the Dane County budget recommendations, they are still going to cut some funding from nonprofits locally with what they call purchase of service agreements. I think instead of 4% is 1%. And I think they're still going to cut, or one of the recommendations is to cut 20 positions with the sheriff department. Now, for clarity, y'all, the positions that they are recommending being cut was never filled. So it's not like folks are getting fired. They just had 28 positions in their budget for a couple years that were never ever filled. And so the money was just sitting there in a sense, right? Because you allocate to certain budget line items. So they're saying, let's move these 20 positions, which equals out to be about $2.3 million. And let's use that money to support the nonprofits doing the housing, food access work, and then also funding something else. I don't remember all the recommendations, but look it up. I think it's public records, but all that information will be going to the full Dane County Board of Supervisors. Shout out to the board supervisors that have showed up and showed out. I see y'all. We appreciate you working for the people in all the small ways that you have been doing just that. Also, while we're on the topic of just the work of people, including Urban Triage. Urban Triage is an organization that supports elders, all kind of families. We are celebrating our Black elders on November the 7th, next Friday, at the Black Business Hub. We're super excited for that. We also are celebrating folks, our alumni that's been through some of our education programs on November 19th at our office. It's a Wednesday from 12 to 2. We'll be doing lunch and checking in with them. We're super excited for that. And also, you guys, our community event for the holiday is November the 23rd. We are hosting the Wicked movie. I think you should come and see it with us, Luke. You gonna bring your wife?
We're going. I believe she already bought tickets.
Oh, so, shoot. You're supposed to buy it with us, Luke.
Well, you didn't tell me this. I'm finding out about it right now.
This is frustrating. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but she's very excited. Wicked for Good.
Wicked for Good.
I teased her. I was like, do we need to do... Because some of the theaters around are doing the double feature.
Oh, yeah.
So you can see Wicked. They're return Wicked back to the theaters, and then Wicked for Good show right after. And she's like, I don't know if I can sit there for,
she's not
for
wrong.
5 hours.
She's not wrong, but
six,
maybe...
6 hours. It's a long time.
That is a long time. But maybe watch Wicked 1 before you go to the movie. Maybe make it part of your Halloween type of weekend thing with your children or something.
I think it's streaming somewhere. I got to find out where to stream.
For $4.99. Everything costs too.
Everything costs more money.
I'm looking for Halloween movies. They're like, Jason, $3.99. I don't want to pay $3.99 for this movie. That should be...
You got to find whatever the free the Turner Classic movies or whatever. It's got to be all Halloween. But yeah, it's...
Something.
It's wild right now.
Super wild. But you're tuned into the Black Conversion Show here on 92.7 FM with your girl, Brandi Grayson. So let's get back to the juicy juice. I mean, that was just some local stuff, y'all. But let's get back to the juicy juice. Let's talk about your boy, Trump. And I am so impressed with England, who has stripped their boy, Prince Andrew, of his prince crown. I don't even know exactly what that means, but he is no longer a prince. And the reason he's no longer a prince is because his association with these Epstein. Is it Epstein or Epstein?
Epstein,
whatever, with the pedo, the pedophile dude. And let's just be clear, the conspiracy theory, I wouldn't even say it's conspiracy theory, this thing with children trafficking and sex trafficking has been found to be a global thing with banks, with different countries, with different leaders. It is so deep, y'all. And if you would have heard about this 10 years ago, you'd be like, oh, they're just lying. This is a conspiracy theory, because we always think of something conspiracy theory until we can't not call it what it is. And England said, we ain't doing this with you no more, Mr. Prince Andrew. You ain't never, we're going to stand with the victims. Doesn't sound like the United States is ready to do just that. I don't know why we can't do the work of humanity in the United States, but let's talk about that in a second. Let's hear this clip, this news clip of the protests that happened in England against Trump, because it happened a while ago, y'all, but I am so, it makes me smile. Go ahead, Luke, with the clip.
Four people were arrested for projecting a stinging 9-minute video montage onto the walls of Windsor Tower, laying out a timeline of allegations tying Donald Trump to pedophile Jeffrey Epstein.
One way not to flatter or charm Donald Trump would be to project some images.
President Trump with Jeffrey Epstein appeared via projector on Windsor Castle.
Protesters here overnight projecting a photo of President Trump alongside convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein on the walls of Windsor.
This is Windsor Castle, home of the British royal family, where Donald Trump is staying during his state visit. And this is a film about Trump's relationship with the world's most famous pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein. Their friendship goes back to at least 1992, when the two of them are filmed laughing together. Trump can be seen making friendly conversation with Epstein in between clips of Trump smiling and dancing with a group of young women at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. The following year, they attend a cafe opening together. And a month after that, Trump invites Epstein to his wedding. In 1995, a young woman called Maria Farmer is working for Epstein in Manhattan. Late one night, she says, Epstein unexpectedly calls her to his offices, and she arrives in running shorts. Donald Trump then turns up wearing a business suit and starts to hover over her. Ms. Farmer feels scared as Trump stares at her bare legs. Then Epstein enters the room, and she recalls him saying to Trump, "No, no, she's not here for you." The two men then leave the room, and Ms. Farmer says she heard Trump commenting that he thought Ms. Farmer was 16 years old. She says she later reported the incident to the authorities. Trump denies he was ever in Epstein's office. 1993 to 1997, Trump takes at least 8 flights on Epstein's private jet, according to flight logs released by the U.S. Department of Justice. The plane is later dubbed the Lolita Express, a reference to the character in the Nabokov novel by the same name, a 12-year-old child who is sexually abused by an older man. 1997. Trump and Epstein are seen together at 2 Victoria's Secret parties and are photographed together at Mar-a-Lago. The same year, Trump gifts a book to Epstein with the dedication, "To Jeff, you are the greatest, Donald." 2000, a 16-year-old girl, Virginia Giuffre, is working in the spa at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. There, she is recruited by Epstein's accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell, to work as a personal masseuse for Epstein. The teenager will soon become, in her words, a teen sex slave, and will endure years of sexual abuse.
I was recruited at a very young age from Mar-a-Lago and entrapped in a world that I didn't understand.
25 years later, Trump will acknowledge he was aware that young women were being recruited from Mar-a-Lago by Epstein.
So I just want to go ahead and end that video clock, but I just, that soundbite, but I think it's important because some people and most of us don't know the timeline and why Trump is, y'all, I don't have any words anymore, Luke. I just, here on 92.7, I'm lost for words because it appears like no matter what we say about Trump, he has figured out a way to reprogram us. Because I don't even know if most of the trolls that's showing up is real people, right? I actually think that most of the folks that we see on social media defending him, they're not real. Like, I think there was something that was found that there was like, do you know what I'm talking about, Luke? That they found like there was these thousands of fake accounts on Twitter that were rejected the other day because they were found to be made up and they were always like mega.
I didn't see anything about that.
Okay, we'll have
to look into it.
Look into it because it's all like a Hollywood scripted video.
Well, the amount of bots.
That's the name of them.
Yeah. Like since Elon has purchased that website, the whole, like, It's a setup.
It's
a wild, wild west. Yeah. You don't know exactly what's going on. You got weird ads next to the content. You're like, I don't know why this. And so it's a much
weirder,
worse user experience. Yes. And I think bots are a huge aspect for that. Yep. So I'm not shocked from what you're saying. But it's one of those things where it's... I don't know how you solve that when you got one of the world's richest men buying the platform.
But then, you know, we can solve it. We can just withdraw from the system. Like, why don't we just stop paying taxes? Why don't we just stop going to work? Why don't we just shut down the whole system? No, like, seriously, how do we... the only reason the system works is because the people are participating.
And more people are talking about a general strike now.
Yeah, like, what are we talking about? Like, you don't get to continue to take my tax money. You get to... I get to pay you to send money to Argentina? Are you serious? This is criminal. This is crazy. I want my money back, Luke. This is stupid. Okay, you're tuned into 92.7 FM with your girl Brandi Grace in the Black Conversion Show. You got a few more minutes with me. I want to talk more about local things that's occurring. There is a Halloween party tonight, November 1st, Saturday. Let me give you some more details about that. So stay tuned here with me, Brandi Grayson.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, y'all. It is your girl, your favorite hostess with the mostest, Brandi Grayson, here on 92.7 FM WMDX. You're tuned into the Black Conversion Show, and we're about to wrap this thing on up. But I want you guys to know that I spent some time today talking about Trump and everything because life is about to life for a lot of our people. We have a lot of privileges, whether we realize it or not. And sometimes when we are facing crises, we like to hoard things. I'm going to encourage you to find you a nonprofit to support, whichever nonprofit is, and choose a nonprofit that's actually for the vulnerable population, right? Like some of the nonprofits we support, you know what I mean? I'm not going to judge them because everybody got their niche, but I want it. There's tons of folks doing housing work, food access work, clothing, blankets, essentials. People are going to be cold. And if they have to sleep on the street as a community, the least we could do is make sure they got gloves, coats, and a blanket. People literally die from the cold, y'all. So in other local news and events, there is Madison 365 Leadership Summit happening this Monday, November 3rd at the concourse. I go every single year and I take all of my staff every single year. And I do that because it's a wonderful event. A whole bunch of panels about leadership, a lot of youth are always involved, which I love. And I actually love to be in spaces with youth because they will check you, teach you, and school you all in one. Okay. So check out Madison 365 Leadership Summit that's coming up this Monday, November the 3rd. And also check out there's at the Black Business Hub. There is a, I tell y'all, I think I love this business so much. The Barista, which is a cafe from Jamaica. They're not from Jamaica. The owners are from Jamaica and they have family in Jamaica and their supplies come directly from Jamaica. So I'm going to encourage you to support them financially. Stop over, buy some coffee. They're fairly priced. I love them. Their food is good. Their sandwiches are good. Their chicken sandwiches are delicious. Okay, so stop over, get you a spicy chicken sandwich. Also on Saturday today, there is a Halloween party from 8 p.m. to 11:30. The Business Black Hub is an event space, so they close kind of early sometimes, 11:30. But check them out. I think you can buy tickets at the door. Costumes, y'all. Bring your costumes and come and hang out with some Black folks at the Black Business Hub. And get to know your neighbors. That's what I would say about that. And I don't have anything else for events on my calendar, but I just wanted to remind you of a couple events and a couple people you should support, and also remind you and encourage you to do something small, small acts. Again, I was reading the Michelle Obama book, The Light We Carry by Michelle Obama. That is not her new book, y'all. Apparently, the book came out in 2022, and I'm late.
It's her latest book until next week.
Right. Because, she has another book coming out.
She's got a new one coming out next week.
And it's called
This Week. The look.
The look. I wonder what look that is. The look. Mm. And I'd be crying reading her book, and she don't even be talking about nothing. I think the reason that I'd be crying when I'm reading her book is because I imagine Michelle Obama when I'm reading her book, this black woman, like, I mean, she's so smart. And I mean, she's the first black woman in the White House supporting the first black man president. And when I read her, the history of her family and some of the conversations she had, her grandparents, her grandmother, I think I cry because I used to yearn for that type of reality. You know, she's black, but she came from a strong family that believed in education, family, and love. So when I'm reading some of her stories, I'm like, oh my God, I always wanted that. And then this is my reminder to everyone, don't compare yourself to people. Everybody has their journey, right? Everybody has their life path and what I've come to call the pollen path. And there might be things you wish that were different in your life and that you wish you had access to. And you just got to know that who you are and the way that the life and the world has shaped you is perfect, imperfectly perfect. I'm coming to accept all my imperfections, all my what I call moments of hypocrisy. I don't know if you guys realize this, but we are often hypocrites. Are you a hypocrite sometimes, Luke?
I try not to be, but yeah. You know, it's one of those inevitable things where you catch yourself.
Mm-hmm. A human.
Yep.
You're a human. Luke, what the heck? Not being a human. And when we get to be too human-like, as in leadership positions where whether we've been called to lead or been called ourselves to lead, it's almost as if you can't be human, especially as a black woman. But Trump, he could be human, demonic, addicted, and people will still not call him to attention or call him forth. I don't know what this is about. Like, I really don't know how this white man who's so mediocre, who's committed so many crimes against humanity, is still allowed to lead a nation that once upon a time was considered to be one of the greatest nations in the globe. And I don't know where this is going to lead us in the future, and how people are going to look and what kind of weaknesses that this is going to cause in our infrastructure. And maybe the whole point in this new movie and the new script is for the entire system to fall, for it to be rebuilt. But I also am afraid of the folks who have the capacity in terms of power, capital to rebuild systems. And that's folks like Elon Musk, who is really working hard to build huge data systems throughout our country that are toxic and bad for our environment and bad for us and controlling us through AI and all kind of propaganda. So if that's the way we're going, I don't want to go that way either. Can we just start over, Luke? This is stupid.
That's one of the interesting aspects, I think, of right now is we kind of are starting over. Yeah. And it's going to be who gets to decide. And it's
the people or the billionaires.
Yep.
So y'all better get ready. Mount up. Get you some black friends so you can get the and the resilient. You know what I mean? Because your black people will help you up. You know what I'm saying? Because we can't be afraid. Like I said, when we all these king marches that's happening across the globe, we need actionable steps from our people, our co-conspirators, our allies. We need y'all to take action. 15,000 people. If 15,000 people gave $100 to support our budget in Dane County or in Wisconsin or whatever to poor people, vulnerable people affected by the federal shutdown or housing, what kind of impact would have that made, right? How do we stand up and say, no matter what you're doing or not doing, we're going to take care of each other? That's the power of the people. And I'm hoping that's the direction we move in, y'all, because this is a real life sci-fi thing happening. Okay, that's all I got for y'all here on the Black Conversion Show. I hope y'all tune in again next weekend, next Saturday with me, you know, your favorite hostess with the mostest. Maybe I'll invite a guest because I know y'all tired of hearing just me, but you know, I'd be so tired most days. I forget to ask people. But stay tuned. I might surprise you next week on 92.7 FM. Peace, love, and hair grease.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.